This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is in Washington, D.C. for meetings with U.S. President Donald Trump. The focus of the meetings Wednesday will be on the new trade deal among the two countries and Canada that went into effect just days ago. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement updated the 1990s North American trade agreement and was a major policy push of President Trump. The pact includes new laws related to intellectual property protection, the internet, currencies, investment, and state-owned enterprises. It includes more stringent rules on auto manufacturing, e-commerce, and labor provisions, but leaves largely unchanged the trade flows among the North American countries, valued at $1.2 trillion a year. President Donald Trump is threatening to cut off funding to schools that don't open in the fall due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Republican president seeking re-election in November accused opposition Democrats of wanting to keep schools shut for political reasons, despite the surge in coronavirus cases across the country. President Trump also pointed out on Twitter that schools are reopening in some European countries with no problems. The president took aim at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as well, the nation's health protection agency whose director sits on the White House Coronavirus Task Force. He said he disagrees with the CDC on their tough and expensive guidelines for reopening schools. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he takes full responsibility for the country's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. His statement comes 2 days after appearing to blame workers in healthcare facilities for the deaths of residents there. The Prime Minister was responding in Parliament to opposition Labour Party leader Keir Starmer. Starmer quoted the Prime Minister regarding deaths in British care homes as saying, quote, too many care workers did not follow procedures the way they should have, end quote. This is VOA News. State TV in China reported two powerful explosions rocked a fireworks factory in the southwest part of the country Wednesday night, no mention of casualties. CCTV broadcast footage of a big yellow mushroom cloud over the factory in Sichuan province after the first blast and then thick black smoke pouring from the plant. This was followed by a second explosion. The cause of the disaster around 9:10 p.m. was not immediately known. Ivory Coast's president, Alassane Ouattara, said Wednesday the prime minister, Amadou Gon Coulibaly, has died, adding the country was mourning. Gon Coulibaly was the ruling party's candidate for the October presidential election. The 61-year-old became unwell during a weekly cabinet meeting and was evacuated to a hospital where he passed away, according to the president. Former White House aide Alexander Vindman said Wednesday he was retiring from the Army after what his attorney described as a, quote, campaign of bullying, intimidation, and retaliation, end quote, by the U.S. President Donald Trump. Vindman was a key figure in President Trump's impeachment. The Army lieutenant colonel, who had been due for a promotion to colonel, provided some of the most damaging testimony during an investigation by the U.S. House of Representatives into Mr. Trump's dealings with Ukraine. German Chancellor Angela Merkel arrived Wednesday at European Union headquarters in Brussels to lay out the priorities for the next 6 months as Germany assumes the rotating presidency of the EU. The trip is Chancellor Merkel's first outside Germany since the coronavirus pandemic hit. Along with EU Parliament Speaker David Sassoli, the two met with reporters where Merkel said that obviously the pandemic changed her priorities for Germany's EU leadership. She said dealing with the challenges caused by the pandemic remains the focus, but she also is looking to the future and ensuring economic recovery post-pandemic. Merkel was expected to address a plenary session of the EU Parliament later Wednesday. At least three people are dead after a Taliban suicide bomber detonated an explosive-packed military vehicle in Kandahar province. The governor's spokesman said the attack happened at 4 in the morning Wednesday on the approach to the Kandahar provincial governor's residence and police headquarters. Along with the three security forces killed, 14 were injured, including civilians. Bloodshed is escalating in Afghanistan even as the United States tries to broker a peace deal between the Taliban and Afghan government after almost two decades of war. Thousands of Airbus workers marched alongside an airport runway in France and staged an empty chair protest in Germany Wednesday, protesting against plans to cut up to 15,000 jobs.